Chaos at the Airport. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
I am feeling so great, Paul. How are you?
I am wonderful. Did you have a nice Mother's Day, Sasha?
Oh my goodness. How could I not? It's my most favorite holiday in the whole world. It's so wonderful.
Why do I sense a tinge of sarcasm there? What did your kids do for you?
Not at all. Well, my kids used to do really cute things for me, but now they're older and they don't. But I try to think back to the few years where they did make me cards because someone at school made them make one. And that makes me very happy. But, you know, I enjoy just celebrating my own dear mother and thinking about how she taught me everything, how to bake, how to cook, how to sew my own clothes, how to be the Sasha that you know today.
Oh, so wonderful.
How about you? Did you have a good Mother's Day?
You know, I'm going to tell you all about it, but I'm so totally distracted right now because you have one of those Band-Aids with the cotton balls on your arm from a blood test. And that's why we're recording a little late today. And I'm fascinated by that thing because whenever I pull it off, nothing hurts worse than the hairs that come off with that stupid Band-Aid. Forget about the shot or anything.
I know. The tape feels like it's from the sitcom MASH. Like right. It was used to put back together people that were blown to bits.
Right.
And they used this tape just to put a stupid cotton ball on. Interesting, though, I was almost going to send you, but I didn't want to startle you, the bottles of blood that they took from me. She took like 6 vials of blood, and it was a new experience, although I've given blood for so much of my life. But this was a new experience because after she did the blood, she said, now I'm going to show you each vial, and I want you to okay each vial that it has the correct name on it. And I was like, this is new. And she goes, yes, this is Quest policy now. But I haven't been at a Quest in a long time.
Right.
So she literally holds each vial in front of my face and it says Sasha and my last name. And I go, yep. And then she shows me number 2. Sasha and my yep. Number 3. I'm thinking, is this Hanukkah? Are we really going to go through each vial? It says the same name on it. Like, is the 5th one suddenly going to say Anne White or something? But no, each one I had to go through and approve. Then she also had me approve the information. It was like a whole thing there. But I said to her, good for you guys that you're getting so efficient. Like nothing feels very thorough these days. I like that you guys are doing all this to make sure that it's not just my blood. It's the right blood. It's not Paul's blood. It's Sasha's blood.
That is the most astonishing thing, because in the past, something like that would have set you off and you would have reamed that person a new asshole. If we're going to use that type of language here on Community News.
I actually think the opposite. It's the inefficiency and the lack of being thorough that makes me go crazy.
But wouldn't you say that showing you 6 of the same vials is inefficient? That's where I would see you going at that point. After 3.
There was a sense of like, okay, this is losing its logic. Like, I like that we're being thorough and efficient, but you're right. When there's no connection between A and B and logic goes out the window, it does make me a little nuts. But I took a deep breath and I tried to think, just be happy they're being efficient and they're making sure that it's your blood and not the blood of the guy in the next room.
So now, let me ask you, what number vial would you have blown up? Would it have been 10? Would it have been 11?
Would it have been number 3 that I'd be like, wait, you're seriously going to show me each one individually and have me say yes to each one? Like they all say the same name on it. Like, you know what I mean? There's no variance.
Right.
All the same name that she printed out. So it felt a little bit like overkill, but I guess I tried to tell myself, Sasha, just be happy it's efficient. You complain when things are not. So at least it's not sloppy.
You know, if I had been there, I would have gotten you to the point where you would have been going crazy, though. I would have said, how many vials do you have to check? I would have pushed you to that point where you would have said, this is inefficient, and I'm going to pull a Sasha. I'm going to pull.
To bring that up, though, I won't get into the full details, but actually there's something going on in my life that you don't even know about where there's some illogical, crazy nonsense going on. So while she had the needle in one arm, literally, my friend had texted me an update on what was going on with this scenario. And I literally write to my friend with my one hand, I am texting you while my other hand is having blood drawn from it. I said, and that is less painful than the scenario you and I are discussing. I will send you the screenshot. I literally said that to her.
That is perfect. Perfect.
Yes. Well, what was also happening was that while the blood was being drawn and bottled, I was writing back and forth to a friend of mine about this ridiculous situation that involves someone else and some other things. And so that ridiculousness was overshadowing the ridiculousness of A-OKing six vials. Do you
right.
know what I mean?
Got you. I understand.
So I realized that's why I was able to keep it together.
Otherwise, if you hadn't been involved in that text and or this nonsense, it would have pushed you over the edge.
I think you're 100% right that if I didn't have this other nonsense going on, I most likely would have hyper-focused on the phlebotomist who was doing this, and I most likely would have been like, seriously? I mean, is there anything different between 3, 4, 5, and 6? I mean, you know, but no, I held back.
I do love that word phlebotomist, I gotta say. Phlebotomist. I should have named my first child phlebotomist. That would have been great.
Phlebotomist is funny because they're the person that draws the blood, but it really sounds like something that has to do with phlegm. I think of phlegm when I hear phlebotomist. What about you?
Absolutely. So did they check any of your phlegm, the phlebotomist, or is it just your blood at this point?
Just my blood.
Now, the reason I'm harping on all this chaos is because of the incident that happened at the local airport recently, and I immediately said, this has Sasha's fingerprints all over it. So I immediately texted you because I knew you were at the airport. You did a short little trip, but unbelievable, there was someone else who caused the chaos.
It was unbelievable that it was three gates from where I was landing, apparently, within 10 minutes of my flight landing, and it made national news. The story said that there was an actual slugfest at the terminal. And one of my friends thought that meant there were little bugs like slugs, but no, there was a slug fest. People were decking each other out, and it wasn't Sasha.
Perhaps everybody was so excited. These people were so excited to see you, and they wanted to be the first one to greet you as you exited the plane, and they got into this chaotic fight because they couldn't decide who would be the first one to greet Sasha on her return to Townport, her triumphant return to Townport.
Right. That could have been. That could have been. I'm not really sure. You know, I underestimate how powerful your and my community news fame is. I underestimate it. I'm very casual about it. But you are right that when I go out in public, and I'm sure you experience it too, the throngs of community news fans can sometimes be overwhelming.
Now, you didn't cause that specific incident at the airport, but was there anything else that went on at the local airport while you were flying in from when you got off the plane to when you finally got into your car to go home? Because there's a lot that goes on there. There's a lot of people there, a lot of people that could set you off. So was there anything that you said?
I feel very fortunate that I was able to keep all of my irritation to myself because I am easily agitated and irritated at the airport. I mean, it really is not a place for people who have a functioning brain, who are thinkers, or who have any level of common sense. Because from the TSA to the, you know, the TSA are like Gestapo as it is. Oh, I did watch the TSA. Oh, I did watch them use an elderly lady in a wheelchair who had to be 89 or 92 years old. They made her stand up from the wheelchair. She could barely stand up. They had two of them holding her up while they molested her with the wand and their hands. And I'm like, is it necessary? And so I stand there and start watching just to let them know there's more eyes on them. And then one of them asked me, the security guard, he goes, "What?" He said, "You can go. You have your stuff." I said, "I know. Thank you." And I just kept watching, staring. And then I took my picture. I took a few pictures because I like them to know that someone has eyes on them. They put their hands in this lady's crotch. I mean, it's so degrading. A little old lady. What, you know, is it necessary?
The thing I'm most fascinated about is you said she was either 89 or 92. How did you determine it was one of those two ages rather than anything else?
I knew when I said that. I could have said 89 or 92, but she was one of the other. She was one of the other or somewhere within that range, let's just say. She was old as time, and she was very frail. You know how some people are more frail, elderly than others? She was as frail as they come. If I blew, she was going to fall over. And it was so disgusting. I almost feel like I'm in a Nazi Germany war camp when I watch them abusing these elderly women. It's so disgusting.
Right. You know? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because the TSA is exactly like the Holocaust as it goes on.
I'm not saying playing exactly like, but there's definitely some character traits that are similar. These like power trippy over no reason. I mean, that little old lady has nothing on her. You don't need to stick your hand in her pants, in her crotch, feel her boobs, make her stand up from a wheelchair and have two people holding her up like a wilting flower. Let her sit in the wheelchair. It's just ridiculous.
Well, now don't you feel silly, because the next news article on the community news broadcast is that a 91-year-old was arrested at the airport, a woman, for carrying a gun inside her vagina. So how do you feel about that?
I don't even believe it. First of all, I know that by that age, the vagina would be so dry, there's no way a gun would even be able to be held in there.
It's a little one of those, Men in Black, one of those tiny little guns that they used in Men in Black, one of those small ones. So,
yeah, you know why I know this? Not because mine is dry, but because every time I do scroll Facebook, they seem to be putting menopause inserts ads into my Facebook. So like every 10 things I see menopause, blah, 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 and they talk about this, that, and that, and dry vagina. And I almost wanted to write on one of them. My doctor says that I'm probably in menopause, but I do not have a dry vagina. Is a dry vagina a requirement of menopause? Like, can I be in menopause and not have this alleged dry vagina that I keep reading about every 10 Facebook posts?
If any of our community news fans are a gynecologist or know a gynecologist or pretend they're a gynecologist, if you can get back to us and let us know if that was a prerequisite to menopause.
Things. I have the hot flashes. I certainly have the mood swings.
If that was the case, you would be in menopause since what? The 80s?
Exactly. I think I've been in menopause for 40 years. Right. But I don't have this dry vagina I keep reading about. And like, I don't want to curse myself and bring it on. I mean, not that having a wet vagina is serving me, but like, I've only had a wet one, so I don't want to know what it feels like to have a dry one if it's such a problem that they have to keep writing about it. You disappeared. I mean, every 10 Facebook posts, they keep writing about it like dry vagina is the worst thing that could ever happen. So I don't even know, but I don't want to know if it's so bad, you know?
I don't know. I've never had a dry vagina before, so I can't enlighten you on this one.
So I'm confused about that. If there is someone who knows anything about a woman's body here with menopause, you can, even if it's just a listener who's been through menopause, have any of you had all the symptoms except for dry vagina? Is that possible?
So please let us know. I don't know on that. How can we?
Should I apply to the Guinness Book of World Records as the only woman in menopause with a wet vagina?
Right. World's wettest vagina. That's how I should have started the show. Damn. I'm going to have to redo the opening. I don't even know if there's anything else we could talk about after that. After talking about your wet / dry vagina, I think that's about that about does it on this community news.
Oscar wrap up. Oh, those shows with our movie star friends were so funny. I got so much feedback.
I wish we could have asked Arnold Schwarzenegger about this. He probably would have known.
Hear what Arnold Schwarzenegger thinks about the dry or wet menopause vagina.
Right. As he's slipping on a banana peel into his maid. So.
Exactly. If you haven't listened, go back and listen to episode 166 and 165, Oscar part 1 and 2. Those were terrific.
Perfect. Perfect. That about wraps it up. I'm going out to play some golf. Sasha, yeah. I'm glad you had a wonderful Mother's Day. I'm glad your vagina is nice and moist for you. And that about wraps up this episode of Community News.
And I'm glad you also had a wonderful Mother's Day with your women in your life.
I'm
glad that I had the sense not to ask you whose vaginas are wet or dry.
And on that note, as always, my name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Sasha, it's been a pleasure as always. I'll see you again next Tuesday.
We'll see you next wet Tuesday, Paul. Oh, sorry. We love you, community.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.